13 minutes past the hour. In South Africa, President Jacob Zuma has announced a 30 billion euro package in infrastructure spending. He made the announcement during his fourth State of the Union address. Zuma has been coming under increasing pressure from civil society groups to tackle South Africa's high unemployment rates, especially among the young. Lee K. Hill is the director of the civil society group Joburg Advocacy. It deals with grassroots issues in the country. She told RFI's Paul Nolan about the issues it hopes the government will confront in the year ahead.
We need a government that works. We need a government that's focused on delivery, that deals with corruption, and that deals with the most pressing issues to create a conducive environment for job creation and to deal with basic public services effectively.
And are civil society groups quite strong in South Africa?
We're very strong in South Africa. There is a tradition of activism coming out of communities and out of civil society in South Africa, and that is in fact what led to the downfall of apartheid. So yes, that civil society aspect of our political landscape is still very strong.
And as far as the communities are concerned, various different types of communities, but what do you think are the issues for them? What would they like to see done?
Well, certainly I think basic service delivery is right at the top of the agenda. People want normal lives with electricity supply, clean water, functioning sewage. They want a government that's not corrupt and that is not riddled with graft. And, of course, the issues of unemployment, education, healthcare, those are really top of the agenda.
Are race relations very prominent in politics? And do you think the government can actually make an impact in this regard?
Well, certainly race as such is certainly on the centre stage in South African politics, although many people would like to deny that. Government, in fact, has exacerbated this, in my opinion, in recent years by emphasizing racial divisions. So, personally, I have very little confidence that government is dealing with this issue effectively.
I think in 2011, Zuma stated that this was going to be the year of the job, but that promise wasn't fulfilled.
No, and in fact, political commentators are picking up on that very much today. And we're in a situation where government, through its own incompetence, is actually losing jobs for the economy. We have reports about that kind of situation in the media every day. So that is definitely an issue that's of high priority, and government definitely is not performing in that area.
Now, you're a civil society group that deals specifically with Johannesburg, but do you think there should be more focus from the government on rural South Africa?